We are going to conduct a visual analysis of Robert Panaca Fielding's painting, Duck and Diver Chukurpa. This piece invites us to explore its intricate details and understand how the artist's choices convey deeper meanings and emotions. Let's start by closely examining the artwork. At first glance, you might be drawn to the vibrant colors and the unique patterns. As we take a moment to really look, what catches your eye? You'll notice a multitude of circles, dots, and flowing lines that create a mesmerizing visual experience. There is a rhythm to the shapes and colors that compels you to explore the canvas further. Each dot seems to tell a story, and the layering of colors creates a dynamic atmosphere. Now let's identify the elements of art within this composition. First, we'll talk about line. You might observe both straight and curved lines in the artwork. The curved lines, perhaps representing water or paths, seem to guide your eye through the piece, creating a sense of movement. Meanwhile, the circular shapes draw you back to key focal points. How do you think these lines influence your perception of the overall composition? Next, let's consider shape. The artwork features a fascinating mix of geometric and organic forms. For instance, the circles are geometric, regularly structured, while the flowing lines and irregular shapes add an organic quality. As you look at the arrangement, notice how the circles are positioned. They interact with one another, creating connections and harmony across the canvas. What emotions do you feel as you explore these shapes? Now, let's dive into color. The color palette is particularly striking, dominated by rich greens, deep reds, and vibrant blues. These colors are not just randomly chosen, they evoke specific emotions and cultural meanings. The contrasts between dark and light colors create depth and draw attention to different aspects of the painting. For instance, the warm hues may suggest vitality and energy, while the cooler colors might evoke calm or tranquility. Have you ever noticed how color can influence your mood? In this piece, the use of complementary colors enhances the visual impact and creates harmony. Moving on to texture, you'll want to think about the surface quality of the artwork. The dots, while though smooth, create an illusion of texture that can feel tactile. Imagine running your fingers across the surface. How might that experience differ from simply looking at the painting? The texture adds richness to the visual experience, inviting viewers to engage with the piece in a sensory way. The use of space is another crucial aspect. In Duck and Diver Chukurpa, there's a balance between positive and negative space. The vibrant circles are the positive spaces, while the areas in between create negative spaces that help the composition breathe. How does this balance affect your overall perception of the artwork? You might find that the use of space creates a dynamic flow that encourages your eye to move around the piece rather than settle in one spot. Next, let's consider form. While this painting is primarily two-dimensional, the interplay of colors and shapes can create an illusion of depth. As the eye moves across the canvas, you may sense layers or forms receding and emerging. Does this give you the impression of exploring a three-dimensional landscape? Now that we've identified the elements of art, let's shift our focus to the principles of design to see how Fielding organizes these elements. Starting with balance, we can see that the painting achieves a sense of symmetrical balance due to the recurring circular shapes. This balance provides stability to the composition, allowing the viewer to feel grounded as they navigate the visual field. Do you feel that this stability contributes to a sense of calm amidst the energy of the colors? When we look for harmony in the design, many elements work together cohesively. The recurring colors and shapes create a unified feel that reinforces the storytelling of the artwork. Have you noticed any specific themes resonating throughout the piece? Now, let's talk about contrast. Fielding utilizes contrasts in both color and shape. Think of the juxtaposition of dark and light colors, as well as the varying sizes of the dots. This contrast not only adds visual interest, but also draws attention to certain elements, guiding the viewer's gaze effectively. Speaking of emphasis, what do you think draws your attention first? Your eye might be immediately attracted to the larger circles, or the pulsating lines that seem to swirl around them. These features are highlighted through their size and placement, creating focal points that invite further exploration. As we consider movement, the arrangement of the elements leads your eye through the painting in a rhythmic manner. You might feel as if you're following a wave of energy, moving from one element to the next. This implied motion serves to engage viewers actively. Lastly, let's discuss pattern and repetition. The use of repeated circular forms creates rhythm throughout the piece, further establishing coherence. This rhythm invites you to breathe and reflect on the stories behind the artwork. In integrating these elements and principles, we see how they work harmoniously to convey meaning. The interplay of lines, shapes, colors, and textures invites viewers to engage fully with Duck and Diver Tsukurpa. Each component contributes to the overarching narrative, allowing us to feel the essence of the friendship between the diver and the duck, as well as the rich cultural context surrounding the story. Fielding's masterful use of circular shapes reflects the interconnectedness of life, suggesting that relationships circle around one another, influencing and supporting each other. The vibrant colors and textures evoke emotions that resonate deeply, reminding us of the vitality of community and the challenges of betrayal and reconciliation. You might find yourself thinking about your own relationships and personal stories as you absorb the painting. How do they echo the themes presented? Overall, the impact of Duck and Diver Tsukurpa lies in its ability to fuse artistry with deep cultural storytelling. By utilizing the elements of art and principles of design, Fielding not only brings to life a captivating visual experience, but also underscores the importance of the narratives embedded in Aboriginal culture. The artwork serves as a bridge that connects viewers to the wisdom passed down through generations. In conclusion, engaging with this piece invites reflection on the friendships and bonds that shape our lives. As you continue to explore and analyze this painting, consider how Fielding's artistry intertwines with the larger themes of respect, connection, and cultural heritage. This is a painting not just to observe, but to experience, inviting you into a dialogue that transcends time, space, and individual experience. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Duck and Diver Tsukurpa. I hope you leave with a greater appreciation for both the artistry and the stories that enrich our understanding of these cultural expressions.